Triple M's ruined dits for breakfast for the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au.
Ebert takes the mark.
And the whole world has to go for pork power just to tell you once again, who's Brad?
Well, I thought we had him on the phone, but he's here in the flesh. He's come in. Brad Ebert, we really appreciate it. How are you?
Mate, I just wanted to get out of the house. I've sort of been cooped up there for the last 4 days. And, it's just good to actually get out of the bubble too. I've sort of been sitting at home and going between the club and home for a long time. So it's good to actually see some other
good
people.
Good on you.
Yeah,
good
so the COVID restrictions mean that you haven't been able to come in or go really anywhere, have
nah,
you?
Nah. So it was very much essential services, so shops and cafes for coffee or whatever, but then home and the club. So it was, pretty tight for a while there. But anyway, now we're... Well, unfortunately, we're out of it, to be honest with you. I was quite happy living in the bubble for another week if it was going to be for a grand final. But anyway, not to be.
Brad, quite seriously, it's ironic the way you've bowed out of the game. You were knocked out in your last contest, but I actually thought you'd save the game for Port Adelaide. You ran back with the flight of the ball. You spoilt Revolt, who was about to swallow it and maybe kick a goal. And look, it wasn't to be. Port Adelaide lost by a kick, but mate, well done to you. You tried absolutely, I mean, from a personal basis, you tried everything you could. You played a great game in your last game of footy, so hopefully you walk away a very, very proud man.
Yeah, I do in that sort of sense. I guess you sort of... at the time you're just thinking, oh, I'm just going to go back to spoil a ball. Yep. You don't really think that it's going to end up leading into you getting knocked out or whatever. But, I look back on it and I think that it's, I certainly wasn't a form issue in any way in the end, was it? It was, I was feeling okay and playing okay and hoping that we could, keep going on. But, mate, it's one of those ones where I'm quite comfortable with the decision and I'm, as a 30-year-old, very happy going into the next phase of life, mate. I'm excited for what's next. So, loved my time at the club, and I know the club's in a good position, but I'm happy getting on to the next thing.
I think you've made the right decision, mate. When did you make the decision? How far back did you think, look, this has got to be my last year for all things considered, family, life after footy?
Yeah.
When's enough's enough?
After that last concussion I had a couple months ago, the doctor and I sort of sat down.
Where you were out for a while.
Yeah. So we had a pretty... honest conversations around what it looks like and what I'm trying to do, and at that point he sort of said that under his advice he'd be considering that the risk is becoming too great.
Can you share the honest thing he said? What did he say if you keep playing or not?
Oh,
really?
No, it wasn't anything that you just it was probably more the risk is becoming greater than the reward, and what are you sort of thinking? And at the same time we were winning and we were doing really well, so you're sort of sitting there going, well, hang on a second, I want to see this out. Yep. I feel comfortable in myself that I'm okay. So we sort of came to the agreement that, all right, if there's any more knocks, you're done, and see the season out, and then we'll go from there. So, sort of at that point I gauged that this is probably going to be it, and then obviously on the weekend it was the sort of icing on the cake, I guess.
Now, it's all elementary now because you're not in the grand final, but and we just heard from Ken Hinckley talk about he wouldn't have played you, but you would have missed the grand final. I mean, we don't have to worry about it now, but, gee, that would have been a tough, tough thing to go through.
It was, I spoke to the doctor afterwards and he was like, oh, I'll give you I was thinking about it as soon as it happened and I was going to give you till Monday night to pass the concussion test and stuff, but I don't think that even after that, like even the way I'm feeling now and stuff, I don't think that I would have been okay, which means
no Mad Monday.
No, it hasn't been a Mad Monday. That's why I'm in here at 8:30 in the morning. I'm fresh as a daisy. Look at me. I sadly haven't had any beers or done anything at the moment. I'm hoping that time will come when I'm feeling a bit better and I can actually, have a few beers and reflect on things. But at the moment, mate, I've sort of been cooped up at home again, back in the bubble, in the COVID bubble.
How do you reflect on a 6-point loss in a prelim final? Is it... Obviously, it's shattering right now, but I know you were at a barbecue, the other day at the club, the day after. Is everyone standing around saying, this is our moment, here we go, like we're, we've got this great young squad, or is it too early to be thinking about what's going to happen?
Oh, mate, there's definitely those sort of conversations, and it's one of those ones where you're licking your wounds a bit, but at the same time, you're looking at... the positive side of things as well. And I see Mitchie Georgiadis sitting on the back page of the paper here. And you look at the youth coming through, what they've been able to achieve in their first couple of years. You look at the boys that are still there, like Boakye and Robbie. And Boakye's 32 going on 22. Like he's getting better and better. And you just keep saying that, all right, there's a good nucleus there, there's a good mix. And I think we've learnt from those errors of the past in terms of, you know, 2014 when we got there and just missed out. I think that we're in a lot better space as a coaching group, as a playing group, to learn from those sort of things to propel us. So I think we've got the mix there. At the same time, it was heartbreaking. So yeah. Saturday, we're all sitting around thinking, Jesus, what just happened? Yeah. And how did that happen? But for me now, I'm sort of looking at it disappointed that I never got that chance, but confident that the boys will be fine.
What's life after footy going to be for Brad Ebert? Have you thought far enough out yet?
Yeah, it's one of those ones where I'm thinking I still enjoy sport. I still enjoy footy. I've got that business side of things, so I might sort of get involved there in that sort of commercial space or high-performance space. I'm sort of just weighing up a few things at the moment. And in the meantime, selling a bit more wine.
Hey, he's got the shirt on. He's
straight into it.
Very good.
Nah, that's got a few new varieties coming. Got to push them for Christmas. Doing a little sneaky port. So we'll see. But yeah, I've had a few messages from Mark Rusciuto and a few boys down the Crows there. So you never know, mate.
A port drinker. So I'll buy some port.
No, I'm talking more just Crows in general, mate.
I'm only joking.
There. I just thought I'd throw it out.
Sending you a message. Congratulations for.
Sure you were.
Will you be a coach one day?
Probably not a coach. No. Nah, I don't mind coaches and stuff, but I don't think that...
Not your thing?
Nah, probably not, nah. What about Roo, Ditz and Ebo?
Oh!
That sounds all right to me, doesn't it?
A crowd, mate.
I feel like... Yeah.
I've already got one feral port like supporter.
Actually, I was about to say,
mate.
I actually need a port supporter, one that'll stand up for the club.
there's a whack.
Don't do that, you might have concussion again.
Yeah, I know, here we go, I'm going again.
Did you bring your mouth
out? Ebo's really finished up. Nah, Ditz, I really respect what you boys have been doing and I appreciate everything you guys have done. So seriously, it's been great.
Good comeback.
Without being too soppy and stuff. I've tried to take the mickey, but you've been brilliant. So
I want to say to you as well that I'm lucky enough to know your family and I know your mum and dad. Mm-hmm. And mate, you are one of the great fellas I've ever met, and I mean that. Again, I'm not being soppy either, but...
Even after that last comment?
No, that's all good, mate. You've got to be honest. But the way you conduct yourself and the way you are with people, you're a ripper, mate. And I know you get it from your parents. Your dad's one of the nicest blokes I've ever met.
He's old, isn't he?
Yeah, well done. Well done on everything you've done and achieved. And good luck in retirement, mate.
No, I appreciate it, guys. And that's, like I said, I really do appreciate what you guys are doing. And I've appreciated coming in here week in, week out.
Well, we've loved it.
Stay in touch, Ebo.
Yeah.
I will for sure.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Brad Ebert.
Roo and Ditz are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big. Become an instant millionaire with the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. Visit homelottery.com.au.